can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Tuesdays with Dan at the Talking Pools Podcast Group. Glad to be with you this week as we head into the final hours before Memorial Day. The big push is on, right? I'm sure everybody is beyond overwhelmed with things that need to get done, customers that are needing our help, and in some cases, maybe not overly reasonable, but I'm hoping that you're keeping your head above water and going to make through to the weekend and hopefully be able to spend some time with family and friends, give yourself a little bit of a break, try to re-energize at least for a day or two before we head into Tuesday of next week. Memorial Day is obviously a very solemn day for our country and one that we're honoring all of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and lost their lives while defending our country. And I can't say enough how thankful I am for myself and my family, for all of those who serve and have served, and especially for those who have paid the ultimate price. To all of those families out there who have people who have paid that ultimate price, thank you for your family member's service, and know that we're all thinking of you as well as those who have given so much on Memorial Day.
We would like to take a moment in honor of Memorial Day and the men and women of the armed forces who died while serving in the United States military.
I thought I'd spend a little bit of time today talking about preparedness as we head into this week and things that, although for this week you may be too far in to try to make changes for this year, but if this is maybe helpful to some for planning for the future, things that we've done at All Seasons for a long, long time in getting ready for Memorial Day is, well, there's so many things we do, but one of the biggest things we do is we always try to leave a lot of gaps in our schedule this week, gaps that are used to fill for various reasons. A lot of them are for your VIP customers who have something that just Murphy's Law happens to go wrong this week. And the other is gaps for opportunity. And this week should be a week full of opportunity for all of us. When you have those customers that reach out that their pump is dead or their heater is dead or their heater is leaking or you know, something severe, it's a great opportunity to be able to not only jump, install a piece of equipment that should be making you a very good, you know, return, especially going into Memorial Day, but also be able to somewhat be a hero and save their weekend, save their party. Maybe develop some lifelong relationships with people by getting a problem resolved, at the last minute and taking that opportunity and capitalizing on it. You know, as I said, we've done that for a long, long time. We've always, we pre-book pretty much everything that we can pre-book in our service department. So through the winter months, we're going through and booking all of our openings, all of our pool initial cleanings, all of our weekly maintenance visits, all of our pool closings once we get past Labor Day in the fall. And getting this season laid out as best we can to accommodate all of the people that need our help doing all those things, leaving gaps in the schedule to handle the other types of problems that arise when you have, you know, the need for repairs and so forth after an opening or you know, even months into the season. But we, in scheduling all of that, you know, we start scheduling our openings the mid-March, I would say, although the majority of them start early April and run through the end of May. We always have left the week before Memorial Day without any openings being scheduled. That week is solely set aside to be able to go out and do repairs, get things last minute, try to help those people that run into the Murphy's Law's problems and all that kind of stuff, as opposed to booking it up in advance and then not having the time to take care of those people and to try to realize those opportunities when they're in front of you without having to work 90-hour weeks. Now, our technicians are working, you know, 65 to 70-hour weeks pretty much, you know, through the first 6-8 weeks of the season. And, you know, we'll definitely take a little bit of a break. They'll have Sunday and Monday off going through the Memorial Day weekend. And then come Tuesday, we're going to hit it real hard because there's still a lot of stuff to be done. And there is going to be another big push to the 4th of July just a few weeks later. You know, you really don't have time to rest. And that's something that the whole aspect of rest, and as I said, take some time for yourself this coming weekend and be with friends and family and so forth. The aspect of trying to turn it off, give your mind a break, give your body a break, rejuvenate a little bit. It's important, the mental health aspect of our business. I think it's a very stressful business, especially in certain areas of the country. I mean, it is throughout the country, but in our snowbelt areas, the seasonality is so extreme that we're trying to jam, you know, what commonly is 11 or 12 months into 6 or 7. And in the early spring, the rush is on and there's a lot going on, and it is a stressful time for everybody. So take some time for yourself, make sure you're taking care of yourselves and, you know, eating right, getting rest, staying out of the sun as much as you can, make sure you're sunblock and all that kind of stuff, and hats and UV shirts and you name it. Try to make sure you're protecting yourself so that you're able to keep going on and on as you need to.
Join the Council for the Model Aquatic Health Code, aka CMAC. CMAC is a member-driven organization that keeps the Model Aquatic Health Code sustainable, current, and complete. Your expertise is needed. Learn more at cmac.org. That's CMAHC.org.
Preparedness for the season is an important thing to us, something that we've stressed for decades, literally. And leaving gaps and holes for all of those repairs that come up is a very important thing for us. And we do have, a number of things that as issues come up that get scheduled after Memorial Day and customers who are, you know, wanting it before, and we do have limitations. So we certainly put those limitations out there. We do offer to, if something happens to break, we have cancellations and that. We do have sort of a wait list to move people up that we'll utilize if opportunity is there to do that. We also offer emergency service for our customers. And although it's not always available, we do have some of those slots that are sort of earmarked for emergency service where we charge a premium for in addition to whatever our normal service rate would be for whatever the call is, to have a technician come out in short notice. And given that our season is so short and time is of the essence, we've got for a $250 emergency service fee, we're getting, if I remember right, I think it's 48 two business days. So if you call us on Monday, we'll be there by Wednesday. Doesn't mean we're necessarily going to be able to fix whatever your problem is. Just means we're going to have a technician in your yard to evaluate the problem and see if we can help you out. And there aren't unlimited slots available for emergency service, but they are out there for those people. And, you know, we all get these customers who, I've got a huge party and I can't be without, and you got to do whatever you got to do to get here. And it's amazing how, when you throw that kind of a thing back at them and say, oh, well, you know, we're happy to accommodate that. We do have emergency service, a technician reserved strictly for emergency service. If you feel this is that much of an emergency for you, it's an additional $250 above our normal fees, and we'll get out there within two business days. Amazing how often just telling them that they're like, oh, well, you know, it's not that big a deal. I guess I can do without my whatever for the party. Or you maybe find out that there really isn't a party. They just wanted it working and throw that at us to make it seem like it's the thing that's going to push our button and make us do something different. So having a tool like that sometimes is helpful, whether you actually utilize it or not, just to diffuse those customers who believe that you should just jump and run whenever they call, and to hell with all the rest of the people you have lined up that you've dealt with forever too. So a couple of potentially useful things in terms of scheduling in advance, leaving gaps in your schedule, and emergency service just as a tool. If you never need to really implement it, just having it as a tool to diffuse situations is important. Now, certainly as we're going around doing all of the openings, we opening pools in our market. So we're taking it from a completely shut down state. Everything is drained, the plumbing in the ground, the equipment, the pools are covered. They froze over the winter time, and we're opening them up and getting everything going. We always tell people that they need to give themselves at least 2 weeks from the date the pool is opened until they would reasonably expect to be able to swim in it. So the reason for that, and this is something we stress, every agreement that we send out actually has that spelled out in it. So the people that we've opened last week, when we opened a guy on Friday and his, you know, pool lights aren't working, or his heater isn't working, or, you know, name whatever the problem may be, when we tell him we can't get out there until after Memorial Day, he should already be prepared that he had no expectation of using his pool for Memorial Day. So that 2 week window is, for various reasons, a lot of it has to do with, often that's what it takes pools in our market to get turned around, to get them cleaned up, to get the chemicals balanced, to get them treated, to get rid of the algae and bacteria that's grown over the off season. 2 weeks is a fairly typical time. Can it be done sooner? Absolutely it can. But, you know, whether a homeowner is doing it themselves or they're paying a professional company to do it, there are limitations on both ends. Homeowners often are not going to be as, you know, on top of doing what they need to do day to day. And, you know, certainly you can do a green, a clean and all that kind of stuff, but you're limited as to how many of those you can do by the labor source that you've got. And if homeowners are doing it themselves, they're never going to get that done in a 24 or 48 hour period. So giving them 2 weeks, managing their expectations to be 2 weeks in my mind is just a smart thing to do, so that you don't end up with problems after the fact when, you know, hey, you opened my pool on Monday, I got a party on Saturday, and I've got this problem, I need it fixed right away. They shouldn't ever, you know, present that to you because you've qualified and managed their expectations early on. So another thing that we try to stress as much as possible. We try to look ahead and talk to our customers well in advance of potential problems that are occurring. So an example of that is when we're out closing the pools up in the fall, our technicians are noting any of the equipment on the equipment pad that is honestly 7 years plus in age. They're noting structural potential problems, trying to, you know, best evaluate the condition of a liner or a plaster finish or the tile around the pool and things like that. So that we can talk to people during the off season, and this is a huge boost to our off season revenue. You've got an 8 year old single speed pump on your pool that when we came out and closed it, started to have a bit of a bearing noise. We're going to talk to you from that closing on through the winter about replacing that pump with a variable speed pump before your pool is ever opened the next spring. And the biggest part of that, well, it's two reasons. I mean, one, certainly we want to have that business, and having that business during the off season is a big boost to the otherwise low revenue. But the second part of it, and honestly, I feel the bigger part of it for us is managing the homeowner's expectations. If we're putting bugs in their ears in advance, if they choose not to do it, when you do go out in the middle of May and open that pool up and the pump motor is seized or it's screaming so loud that there's no way they can run it, they'll keep the whole neighborhood awake. Hopefully they understand that it's on them, that they didn't proactively look to address the problem during the off season. And they're going to have to live with whatever you're able to do for them relative to timelines and also costs. So for us, when we do these installations of equipment and things in the off season, we're always discounting it. Gives us an opportunity to keep our staff working through the winter to keep some revenue coming through. We're discounting, so homeowners are saving money. We're offering financing, various terms, but we typically have either 6 or 12 month financing that costs them nothing. So it's no different in terms of what it costs a company than if they use a credit card, basically. So we offer that to them at no additional costs. And I know there are all kinds of ways you can do it, like automobiles. It's like, hey, get 0% for 60 months or $3,000 cash back. We do the same kind of thing. Hey, get 0% for 12 months or, you know, whatever the cash equivalent of what it costs us for that 12 months. It's built into the cost of the project, so we deduct that from the cost, if that makes sense. Usually, 6 months right now, I think, is costing us right around what it costs to process credit cards. So we pass that right along. Well, if you're putting a pump in for somebody in November and you finance it for them 0% for 6 months for free, then they don't have to pay for it until spring anyway. So it's really a win-win situation that they can get it put in, not have to worry about losing time in the spring and the headaches and frustration go along with that. They're going to save money because you're discounting it during the off season. And, quite frankly, anything that most of us are doing in the off season, we have more time. We're not so rushed. We're not worried about the next 10 stops I have today or the next, 50 stops I have this week. We're much more relaxed and we're truly going to do a better job. As much as we do fantastic jobs during the busiest parts of the season, that's when you do tend to have human error types of potential mistakes. Or you're just not able to look at the full picture when you're out there, and you may put a pump in but realize that you walked away and there was a leak on the piping to the heater that you could have addressed while you were there. Things like that, because you're just so slammed, so busy. Do it in November, December, January, February, March. You're not pressured, and you can often see some of these other things and just ultimately do a better job. So for the homeowner, it really is a winning situation, and it should be a winning situation for you and your business too if you offer that type of incentive. So manage your expectations, make them know as far in advance what to plan, budget for these replacements as they come up. Preparedness, I guess, is really what we're talking about. So being prepared and trying to help your customers be prepared as much as possible is a critical part to helping us through the busiest times of our year, as well as helping us through the slower times too. But, heading into this week, as crazy as we all are, maybe not very helpful for this year, but if you remember it going into next year, maybe it'll move some things into different perspective for you and help you line things up for 2025. Hope you're all having a great start to your season. We are at All Seasons. We're having some record. It's amazing to me the way our staff just manages always year after year what I seem to always think is pull a rabbit out of a hat. And it's not that. I mean, they're very good at what they do. They're very prepared. They're very smart. And, they don't ever give up. And for us, all of, 2023 was a record year for equipment sales, for liner replacement sales, for winter covers, you name it. It was a record year for us. 2024, our numbers are, so far as we're heading through the second quarter, our numbers are surpassing all of that. We're selling more equipment than we did year to date a year ago. We've opened more pools than we ever have. We've got a lot of really good things going on. Our construction schedule is booked up further than it was a year ago. And we're really, really lucky and fortunate that we have the staff that we have that put so much in all throughout the year. And certainly as we head to Memorial Day, they're all giving it 150% to get us through the next week. And to any of them that are listening to me, we appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. So with that, I am going to say, everyone, enjoy your Memorial Day. Hopefully you get some time off, and I will talk to you again next week.
I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the pool people, for the pool people, by the pool people's body. Podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.